There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, you can dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Alaska legalization, it's in effect. You can legally possess now, according to Reuters, up to an ounce of cannabis. You can also possess up to six cannabis plants. Three of the six may be flowering. Now, legal sales stores are not yet open. Stores are not allowed to sell until 2016. And there's going to be, an application phase that starts in February of 2016, and they're working on whatever regulations and nonsense that they're going to have to abide by in order to legally sell. So right now, while Rich Paul, you could, if you were in Alaska, possess an ounce of cannabis legally, you could not sell any of it, and you could not buy that ounce. So it's only legal to give someone cannabis, not to actually sell or purchase it at this point in Alaska.
It'll be an interesting experiment in the concept of the gift economy. I could imagine giving somebody an ounce of weed, and if they gave me an appropriate present in return, I might do it again one day. But but if they failed to, of course, it's an expensive thing to find out, so you might want to give them a gram and see if they give you something appropriate, and give them a slice and see if they give you something appropriate. But what I want to know is, will you guys go with me so we can sit in Sarah Palin's backyard, smoke a fatty, and look across at the Kremlin?
As I understand, she never said that, just so you know.
She said...
I think that
was she smoked a fatty?
No. She didn't say that she could see Russia from her backyard. That was whoever played her on Saturday Night Live, as I understand it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was such a good joke.
It's a brilliant joke. It's a brilliant. I love it.
Even when I heard it, I never sort of ascribed it to anything. I didn't think, she's lying, because I knew that she couldn't see Russia from her backyard. I thought what she was trying to say is look, I'm from Alaska, and in Alaska we have different politics because we're located geographically different than other places. That's what I thought she meant by it. Huh. And I thought it was a fine statement.
Yeah,
but,
it's not,
but she didn't say it.
I never
Alaska was my
it.
Second choice after New Hampshire for Free State Project.
It was number three for me. I chose Wyoming second.
Wyoming? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Alaska was number two for me. I chose Delaware first.
See, I was thinking secession, and Wyoming is so hopelessly landlocked that I didn't want it.
Yeah. I didn't think Wyoming was a good choice either. It's too wide and expansive. I figured that
Alaska's pretty wide and expansive.
Yes,
too.
But not the people in it. If you start looking where population is that they're along. They're the places that I would want to move in Alaska are warmer than any place in New Hampshire.
Yeah. So really? We're talking about the vote for the Free State Project, which took place back in 2003. It's been 12 years now since that vote happened, and people have
12 years. Can you believe? Believe it? It seems
11 and a half. But yeah, we're almost to 12 years. And there are now, like we were talking about before, over 1,000 people, over 1,500 people who've moved here. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what's happening. I started talking about the Liberty Forum in the last hour, and I never actually got to my point. We ended up getting sidetracked, I think, talking about the New Hampshire legislation or the legislative branch that is, very accessible compared to other states. What I wanted to get out there was that Liberty Forum's coming up March 5th through the 8th, and I can get you a free ticket. If you're not yet a Free State Project signer, if you're not yet living in New Hampshire, and if you're willing to pledge to attend the FSP questions session at the Liberty Forum. Liberty Forum's a kind of a weekend-long hotel-based convention, hundreds of liberty-minded people, great name speakers. Patrick Byrne from Overstock.com is one of the keynote speakers this year. Jeffrey Tucker, Ben Swan will be a keynote speaker this year. So big name speakers.
They have all these speakers. I just always went and got messed up.
Yeah, well,
you can also party with the activists.
You can totally party, and yeah, that's absolutely true. It's a great time, and I recommend you check it out. But as I was saying, if you attend the FSP question session, if you will commit to attending that session on Saturday at 12:30, then I can get you a free ticket, so long as you meet the other two qualifications of not yet living in New Hampshire and not yet being a Free State Project signer. You just email me at ian@freetalklive.com, ian@freetalklive.com. Email me your name. Let me know you've pledged to make that one session, and you get a free ticket to the Liberty Forum March 5th through the 8th.
So I have a question about the Free State Project here. It was given by Queerkiss, and he says, This is just a Facebook group, but I think it's worth asking because I think people ask this, and we believe so thoroughly that we never even ask ourselves this question. Do you guys think the FSP is fizzling out or building steam?
Oh, clearly building steam.
Yeah, I think it is too.
The movers are picking up, and that's the proof in the pudding.
There's right, new think, mover parties in Manchester every single month, and there's a dozen or half a dozen new people at the very least that'll attend those parties, and those are just the ones who are attending that party. There are others who move and don't go to the party.
Yeah, we've got four new movers in Keene this month, and
that's unusual for Keene. Keene doesn't attract as many movers as quickly as Manchester does, but we do have some new movers here.
Yeah, so we're doing a party on the 28th for that.
And, what I would say is that I think that the Free State Project kind of was sort of mistaken in the way that it was set up. And let me defend that. I think
you're right about that.
Originally, they had shutdown period. If we don't get 20,000 signers by
2006.
Sometime in 2006, I can't tell you the date. Then it's over, right? And that didn't work out. They were maybe at half the signers, 10,000. I don't know what it was at that time.
I don't think so. Probably not even that much.
They were certainly over 5, because 5 was where they picked New Hampshire.
Correct.
Things dropped off dramatically once New Hampshire was picked. Once this fantasy...
9/11 was a big part of that, I think.
What I've seen by studying Move Here projects, and I have a Facebook page called The Move Here Project... and what it is that I think that there is this excitement in the fantasy of a bunch of libertarians moving to someplace, and that it's really about the fantasy. Once they nail it down and people start moving, because people moved, you can probably go to the Free State Project's Liberty Forum here in March and see the first mover. She goes around, and she often likes to tell people she's the first mover. Mm-hmm. I can't remember her name off the top of my head.
It's Jackie.
Yes, it is Jackie.
She's really awesome, and I think it must be great to be the first mover. I wish I could say it. But anyway, so
her plans were made to move here before the state was selected, actually.
Is that so? Nonetheless, she is the first mover for the Free State Project. God bless her soul. And, once people started moving, like Jackie, then the fantasy became a reality, and people are like, oh, I got to sell my house, and I'm going to lose money on that, and I've got these extra cars, and I'm going to have to get a new job, and what about my mom and dad? They're getting older, and all the things that moving entails sort of started coming up. And I think that that's kind of what did it in early on. And then they decided, well, we'll just extend the time frame to never ever. And then we've continued to add signers and continued to add movers. 1,700 people moving for a Project for Liberty is
about 1,500 that have moved. There were about 270 that were already in New Hampshire.
Are you sure
when the state was chosen?
That number is the in-state number or the is that the mover number?
About 270 were here.
Fine, 1,500.
I was in-state number 666.
If Ian was 420.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm 421.
Can we trade?
I don't know. What's it worth to you?
So, no, you cannot alter reality, gentlemen. Nonetheless, once people start... I've lost my train of thought, guys.
Congratulations. Moving. People moving.
All right. So, 1,500 people moving is more than any other project has ever had, in the history of anything.
It's probably 10 times or, a lot.
10 times, I'd say, is a fair number.
More.
Yeah. So, the Free State Project is unequivocally a success. Is it winding down or building up? Well, if movers and signers are an indication, then it is building.
How about elections? How about the Free State Project participants, over 15 of them, more than the last election, being elected in 2014?
I think it's a great indication, but a lot of people would say, working within the system only, blah, blah, blah.
Right? They're not going to move anywhere, so the hell with them.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was in Concord the other day, and James was wearing his Free Talk Live sweatshirt.
Oh, okay.
And somebody asked him about it, and we started talking about the show, and she said, oh, what party are you? And I said, Libertarian. And she said, did you move here for the Free State Project? Is this lady who works in a thrift store? And it's like, they can connect Libertarian to something here. That's nice.
I'd say that you're absolutely wrong, Ian. People who work outside the system have moved for the Free State Project, and they're doing other things. And they're having whatever
success. Most of them that have these objections, they're not going to move. 855-453, more coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Live. Dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about decriminalization, legalization, the repeal of the cannabis laws, and where it stands today with Alaska being the latest state, the third state, to implement some form of legalization. It's good news, and more good news to come with Oregon being the next step. That's coming up this summer. Alaska will have stores being able to sell cannabis a little bit later on. That's going to be in 2016. So things are moving in the right direction. When's your state going to be jumping on board this bandwagon? The toll-free number is 855-453. I also said that we would talk about D.C. because there's an interesting situation that has been developing there in D.C., specifically the fact that voters approved legalization in November. However, Congress attempted to block the district from enacting the laws regulating the sale of the drug. We'll talk more about what's happening there. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Mark in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hello, Mark.
Hello, yeah. It was unique that we're talking about the marijuana issue in Utah. It'll never pass here. But the Free State Project ideas do exist here. You say about moving to New Hampshire. There's no need to move anywhere. We already can make it happen in our neighborhood.
No, you can't.
Wow. On your program, yeah. And
no,
I talked on your program about how I was being blocked about running a business my own way through Craigslist and open social media. And then since then, that's gone away somehow, and my business has thrived. And
well, I certainly wouldn't, you know, I'm not going to dance on, you know, I'm happy as it could possibly be. I wouldn't rain on your parade on that one. But to claim
well,
that
there's a lot of bloggers who listen.
But to claim that you can be as successful as the Free State Project, which has gotten 15 legislators.
No. By having the ideals that you guys give out there, I don't have to move to New Hampshire. You were talking about how many people moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, but what about the people who don't have to move anywhere, but the ideas are here in our neighborhood?
Well, I'm not, well, certainly the ideals exist elsewhere. The problem is the density of people who believe those things is so low that in most states, real change is pretty much impossible in a libertarian direction. But if we can get all the libertarians into one place...
They're not all going to come here, but a bunch of them should.
And I don't want all of them. But
what I was saying is that I mentioned that I had this problem in my neighborhood on your program, and thereby... things changed in my neighborhood. It might have been whatever you guys said, just like advertisers who are in between. That's fine. That's great. That's why I like your show. That's why I'm a listener. And I just want to give you a big thumbs up.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm not going to take credit for whatever the heck it is that happened in your neighborhood.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just giving you recognition for saying what you're saying on a national program because I like it because I also live it in my life. Right.
Thanks,
thank you,
Mark. I appreciate
thanks
the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But this is one of the most common things that comes up about the Free State Project. We'll talk about D.C.'s legalization here in a moment. But one of the most common objections is, well, we don't need to move to New Hampshire. We can be free right here in state XYZ, whichever state you happen to physically be geographically
founded. Why not 50 Free State Projects is another iteration of that.
And so the reason why
somewhere,
not...
Someone somewhere is completely missing the point.
Well, right. And this is the viewpoint of someone who has never done any activism. This is the viewpoint...
Or not done much. They could have done some activism and successful, like the gentleman, right? Like
he doesn't even know what happened. Okay. He just said that, oh, we talked about his situation on the air and whatever was threatening him vaporized. So, great. I'm glad that happened, but I'm not going to take credit for it. It was probably a coincidence or just being bureaucrats being lazy or whatever it was. But somebody who says, oh, well, let's just have 50 Free State Projects or you should have it here in Alaska or in Alabama or whatever state you happen to be in. The reason why that's not going to cut it is because, well, the reason why the Free State Project was formed in the first place. We've tried this whole freedom in 50 states thing, and it doesn't work. There aren't enough libertarians, and there aren't going to be enough anytime soon. Not only are there not enough libertarians, but there are even fewer libertarians who are willing to lift a finger beyond their keyboard on Facebook to actually do something in real life, like, oh, I don't know, go and testify in front of a committee at the state house, or run for political office, or do civil disobedience, or something like that. They won't do anything except for complain about it on the internet or call talk radio, and I'm sorry, that's not going to be enough to make a difference.
I don't know that I agree
with
your assessment. Okay, so I would say I don't know how many libertarians there are. I think that if you ask people, are they fiscally conservative and socially liberal, you'll find that probably more than half of the people will say that that's the case, which would put them in the broader category of libertarian. However, libertarians tend, as a personality type, this broader group that I'm talking about, tend to not want to be involved in the government. They don't want the government's programs. They don't want to have to deal with the government. People who want to be involved in the government are people who like government. People who want the government to do this thing or that thing or all the things or whatever. Those people we call activists because they get involved with the government and they get the things that they want to get done. The voting public doesn't matter. What you think as a regular voting taxpaying citizen really doesn't matter. The fact is that your local and state governments are largely influenced by activists, and the larger your state government is, the more likely it is to be influenced by this other group of people we call lobbyists. Lobbyists are paid by people. Activists do it on their own. And the fact is that there are libertarian activists, but they just can't get anything done because they're drowned out by the lobbyists and the other activists, the statist activists. In New Hampshire, we actually have about as many currently activists as they've got on the other side. And this is incredibly powerful. Now, I'll admit, many of the politicians, to some extent, discount what the activists say, the libertarian activists say, because they're like, oh, well, these people always come and testify on everything. Mm-hmm. But as these voices get heard over and over again, they become the norm. We have noisy people saying things about liberty, and those things become the norm.
You mean in New Hampshire?
Yes, in New Hampshire. Around the country, God bless you. Good luck with it. I understand why people can't move. Believe me. I had every excuse in the book, too, but ultimately, if you want to see something different, you're going to have to do something different, and staying where we are is the same thing we've always done.
It's sure. True.
Yeah, it's essentially a position of someone who hasn't been an activist and someone who is lazy, because we've put in a decade, more than a decade, into this project. Now, that doesn't mean that it makes it more valuable. I don't want to make it sound like it's sunken cost theory or whatever.
Labor theory of value.
Yeah.
No!
There's been a lot of work put into this project, and that's the reason why the Free State Project is the way it is. That's the reason why it's more successful than any of the competitors out there to it, because New Hampshire was the right choice. It won overwhelmingly of the 10 chosen, the 10 options. There were 10 states at the beginning of the Free State Project. New Hampshire was chosen by a popular vote, and New Hampshire won overwhelmingly. And so the reason why is because it is already the freest of all of the states. So what a great starting ground for a project that's going to move as many libertarians as possible. It'd be great if all of them came, but I'd be happy with 10%. I'd be happy with 1%, heck, at this point. But to get thousands of people who are active, who are willing to do something, and if they're going to move across the country, odds are good they're willing to actually do something else. If you're going to pick up your life and go somewhere for freedom or for the chance at freedom, you're the kind of person we want here. We don't want the kind of people who are just like, I'll post on Facebook and maybe I'll be free someday. You got to do more than that, and that's what the Free State Project's about. So come on up, join the fun, freestateproject.org. We'll come back with more here in moments and tell you about what's going on in D.C. Will cannabis actually be legalized there? Apparently, even though Congress is trying to stop it, the D.C. government is trying to move ahead.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet, it will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have. They're waiting for you there, and they're totally free. You can actually create the content, submit whatever you want right there via our Reddit-based system to the front page of the site. Other listeners can vote. They can vote it up or down, what you've submitted. You can vote on things as well. So go there and get interactive for free at freetalklive.com. Now, we've got a new advertiser here on Free Talk Live, Cameron Hughes Wine. And we had the opportunity, Mark, to actually taste six of their wines.
Yes.
This was about a week and a half ago. We had this event here in Keene and brought some of the activists out and had ourselves a little wine tasting event. And
I recommend buying the six-bottle pack.
Oh, I didn't know they had a six-pack.
Well, you're going to order in different sizes, and that they, it just packed nicely in the box. It just fit really nicely.
Well, I mean, if you're going to ship something, you might as well ship more than one bottle. That makes sense. But
especially at these prices.
Yeah, well, that's the thing about Cameron Hughes. You're getting $70 to $100 bottles of wine for the average cost of $15. Now, the way they do this is Cameron Hughes actually goes to the best vineyards, and they make some wine that's a little bit more than they need. You know, if you're making a batch of wine, you're going to have some extra you just can't sell. So they sell it to Cameron Hughes, but the rule is that he can't say, it's from this vineyard. He can't reveal the source of the wine that he's getting. So therefore, he can sell this kind of high-quality vineyard wine at so-called bottom-of-the-barrel prices, if you will.
Yes. And bottom of the cask.
There you go.
Oh, is this the people who did the wine tasting?
That's correct. Cameron Hughes Wine. You can go to chwine.com, and that's where you can hook up with, by the way, free shipping if you use code FTL. So code FTL, like Free Talk Live. It's the only way to get free shipping on your order of wine. And click the microphone in the upper left-hand corner at chwine.com and try it out.
Yeah, it was really, really great. I couldn't say anything better about that wine.
If you like wine, I don't think you can be disappointed by this. I mean, I enjoyed it quite a bit. So, chwine.com, code FTL for the free shipping. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. What is happening in Washington, D.C.? This is what I wanted to know, because when I was actually reading the Alaska story about Alaska's legalization that's gone into effect today, they briefly mentioned that in D.C., that legalization was going to go ahead, even though Congress was blocking it. And I was under the impression, I don't live in D.C. and I don't want to live in D.C., but the, you know, the basic understanding I had was that every ballot measure and every measure by the city council in D.C. has to go before Congress in order for it to be allowed into law in D.C. And so what happened was, last year, they did go through with decriminalization. Congress let that slide in. But somebody got in the way of the D.C. legalization measure. And so here's a story from the Washington Post to give you more information. Although voters overwhelmingly approved legalization in November, Congress blocked the district the following month from enacting laws to regulate sales of the drug. D.C. officials, however, have contended that the congressional interference did not halt the voter-approved measure known as Initiative 71. However, Bowser's administration had remained mum on the issue since she took office January 2nd. Aides, this is the new mayor, said they were concerned that spelling out plans for enforcement earlier could have provoked further congressional interference. Speaking for the first time in detail about legalization on Tuesday, however, the mayor said it now appeared all but certain that a congressional review period for the initiative would expire Thursday without conservative opponents in the House moving to quash legalization outright. Bowser's office circulated a flyer explaining the law that said Initiative 71 would become law at 12:01 a.m. on Thursday of this week. House Republicans have said they believe Initiative 71 was blocked by the spending restriction in December. The issue could be left to courts to decide.
Mm.
Until then, Bowser and D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier laid out the contours of how district police plan to respond to the law's changes. As specified in the ballot measure, district residents and visitors will be able to possess up to 2 ounces of marijuana, about a sandwich bag's worth. Residents will also be able to cultivate the plant in their homes, up to 6 seedlings each, and up to 3 plants at maturity. Marijuana paraphernalia, including pipes, bongs, and rolling papers, will also be legal. D.C. police.
So, in their home, they can have 3 plants, but what if there's 2 people?
Full-on plants.
Yeah, 3 plants. So what if you have more than one person in the home? So is this 3 seeds per structure?
Not clear on that. I don't have the law in front of me.
Yeah.
But in theory, if you have roommates, then each roommate does have their own separate area. Probably you'd be able to have 18 plants if you had 3 roommates, would be my guess.
Maybe. Mm.
I would tell my roommates, grow it in your room.
What if my wife smokes too and she wants to have it on her side of the room?
I don't know. You figure that out. D.C. police will stop ticketing for possession, which last year was downgraded to a civil offense instead of a criminal one in the city. So, again, decriminalization did go through. The department will also stop using the existence of up to 2 ounces of marijuana on a person, in a car, or in a home as rationale for investigating other potential criminal behavior. Police, however, will attempt to draw a bright line prohibiting public use, said Lanier. D.C. police will be instructed to continue ticketing for public smoking of marijuana, a ticket akin to drinking in public, punishable by up to 60 days in jail and a $500 fine.
I bet they really want the $500.
The new law will also not affect the... And, you know, there are going to be a lot more people smoking in public. I mean, if people know that it's legal to possess pot, they'll be much less concerned about smoking in public, even though there are still going to be prohibitions against
it. I got to say, when I was younger and I smoked marijuana, I would smoke in public without any kind of, you know.
In Florida.
In Florida. Wow. I just wandered around with a joint in my hand. You know, I just didn't
That's
care.
What I do in Keene. Even now that I've got suspended sentences, smoke where and when I please.
Well, Keene's a little bit different than the average place, I think, because we've kind of had some level of de facto decriminalization here due to your famous 420 celebrations, Rich Paul. And people who don't know what we're talking about, you can just go search freekeene.com for 420 celebration. You'll find all kinds of interesting video. So,
and if you're going to be in New Hampshire around April 20th, we're going to be out on the State House lawn smoking our brains out. Come on out and party.
Hopefully it's going to be up this year, too, because the last couple of years there hasn't been enough promotion in advance for that event.
And that's been me. The under indictment was very busy.
Yeah.
And this year we're working on getting a sound system. We're going to have other speakers besides me. I believe Erica Golter is going to be speaking
from Normal.
And I'm going to be looking for some other speakers.
Cool. We'll look forward to that. We'll, I'm sure, talk more about it here on Free Talk Live. Because isn't it a Monday this year? I believe it is.
It is on a Monday.
So it'll be perfect. It'll be on Tuesday.
Yeah,
we'll
it was Easter Sunday last year, which was inconvenient for a lot of people.
That's a good point. So the new law will also not affect the district's prohibition against driving under the influence of drugs. And anyone caught smoking marijuana in a car could face stiffer penalties on par with those for driving while intoxicated. The district, however, has no standard for how much marijuana constitutes driving while drugged, so assessing that will remain a judgment call for police. So there are still plenty of areas where the police can rake in the cash, mainly, you know, people smoking in cars and smoking in public. The chief did say that smoking in public restaurants, clubs, or anywhere else that the public is invited to enter will remain against the law. So perhaps, in theory, a private club would be able to get around that, but a bar, for instance, you will not be able to smoke cannabis in a bar. Further, the mayor said she would act preemptively to keep a new industry of so-called cannabis clubs from forming to fill the void created by Congress having prohibited the city from forming a legal marketplace, as Colorado and Washington State have done with strictly regulated dispensaries. Cannabis-related businesses from those states and beyond are scheduled to participate in an expo a few blocks from the U.S. Capitol on Saturday. At that expo, some business owners have said they plan to provide guidance to D.C. entrepreneurs on how to start clubs with membership fees and access to the plant, similar to what occurs in Spain. Others said they may propose subscription services that involve access to marijuana products. And one D.C. business owner has already begun testing high-end catered dinners cooked in marijuana-infused oil. So I'm excited here. There's a little bit more from the story. This is awesome. If D.C. actually goes through with legalizing cannabis, it's all but over. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market, making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest all-interest libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, Washington, D.C., the last place you would expect to see cannabis legalized. It looks like they're moving towards this, despite Congress believing they've blocked it. The people in the city, work for the city of D.C., the mayor and others, have said, we're moving ahead with this. And there's another story about sort of the political wranglings going on, you know, behind the scenes, or not necessarily behind the scenes, but what's actually happening to, you know, what are both sides saying here? Because essentially it's looking like this may come down to some court battles based on, you know, some legal questions as to whether or not, well, is D.C. right or is the Congress right? Can Congress stop this from happening, or were they too late? Or, you know, we can give you some more of the details here in a moment. But this story from the Washington Post at WashingtonPost.com is more of a general story about what will happen. And they're saying that it could be as soon as Thursday when this Initiative 71, which was proposed, which, by the way, was passed, more than 70% of voters in Washington, D.C. voted for this. This Initiative 71 will supposedly go into law at 12:01 in the morning on Thursday, meaning that up to two ounces of marijuana will become completely legal to possess in Washington, D.C. It'll also become legal for you to cultivate your own plants, 6 seedlings and up to 3 plants to maturity. More from the story here, the flyer distributed by the mayor. This is the new mayor, Bowser, which had an outline of the district casting green.
Unfortunate last name.
Like the Mario Bowser, you mean?
I was thinking of a dog. Mario's Bowser was named after, like, it's like a dog's name.
Oh, okay.
Like Rover. Bowser is a sort of archetypal
dog name. The mayor sought to dispel worries that the district would be headed for an unregulated marketplace. One question read, is D.C. going to become like Amsterdam? Answer, no. Our law allows home use by adults 21 and over. Pot cafes are not permitted, and neither is the sale of any amount of marijuana. So, like Alaska's initiative, at least initially, the Alaska situation that just took effect as of today, is that it's legal to possess, but you can't actually sell it. Yeah, you can grow it in Alaska as well. They will be licensing places that will sell it as of 2016, but for the next year, it's going to only be legal to possess it. Going on, Bowser said she would send emergency legislation to the D.C. Council this week to prevent pot clubs from forming. AIDS said the intent of the emergency bill would be to prevent the formation of widely used workarounds in which businesses would use membership fees as a proxy for pot sales. Bowser said she was also forming a working group to tackle other issues that may arise with implementation and would initiate other legislation if needed. To the chagrin of proponents of Initiative 71 and its provisions for home cultivation, Lanier also said it would be illegal to grow marijuana on balconies, rooftops, and backyards. Lanier said home cultivation
is wonder
pot.
Why. I mean, if
the children might see it.
A green plant?
God, the children.
I don't know, Mark. I mean, they don't want to let go of their control. They really don't. On one hand, yeah, they want to look like they want to be able to promote to the people so they can get reelected. Hey, I supported marijuana legalization. But at the same time, they still want to make their buddies on the police department as happy as they possibly can. So it's not like they're going to completely let go of all of the control.
Well, yeah. It just seems like visible marijuana plants, not that big of a deal.
Lanier said home cultivation of pot will only be permitted indoors. Adam Ettinger, head of the D.C. Cannabis Campaign, has lobbied for cultivation to be allowed in restricted outdoor areas of private residences, saying it would be safer and more environmentally friendly than home growers using powerful heat lights indoors. In a question and answer session with members of the D.C. Council, Lanier also went further than what Initiative 71 spells out, saying that only 2 ounces per adult would be allowed at private residences. The initiative said that any pot harvested at home could remain there, which could far exceed 2 ounces. It's certainly true. If you've got 3 fully mature plants, then there's a darn good chance you're going to have more than 2 ounces there.
So what do you have to do? Leave it on the bush until you're down below two ounces? You know, it could be that actually our enlightened fathers of public policy forbade outdoor growing because they didn't want everybody's weed to get all seedy from pollen. So.
Still, the police chief acknowledged that enforcing laws in private homes will remain a challenge, and the smell of marijuana or even complaints from neighbors may not be probable cause anymore to enter a residence and investigate. Lanier and Bowser also spoke at length about the complex challenges outdoors that will flow from the district legalizing marijuana in a city with a checkerboard of federal land. And yes, this is an important point. So if you are in D.C. or you're planning on being in D.C., whether on business or pleasure, I don't know why you would go there for pleasure.
Oh, man, there's a lot of things to see in D.C. Please do not
disparage the places government buildings.
Thick with hookers.
You mean the politicians?
Well, though them and the other hookers that service them, you know, there's multiple tiers of hookers in D.C.
It's an ugly place. It's full of government. Go there.
You are so biased. We took Jack to he wanted to see the Natural History Museum, really into the, changes, sort of evolution of humans right now. And we stopped off there. We found a place that would take the dog for a few hours, a little boarding place. She had a great time. Jack had a great time. It was awesome. We had a nice lunch at a place. Yeah. D.C., it's great. It's a great place to visit.
Yeah. Easy to get there from New Hampshire. Just go south till you smell it and then east till you step in it.
Although D.C. police will consider marijuana legal, more than 24 federal law enforcement agencies that operate in the city will be bound by federal drug laws that make marijuana possession punishable by up to a year in jail. Lanier said federal officers who make minor marijuana possession arrests can still process prisoners at district processing centers like they've always done on arrests falling under D.C. code. District officers will not process the arrests, so they're not going to block the feddies from coming into their police departments to do the processing of the arrests.
That'd be crazy.
But at the same time, the district officers will not involve themselves in it. So the risk here is that if you don't know for sure whether or not you're on federal property, you better be real careful if you're going to possess cannabis in D.C. because the Fed cops will be hot on you to arrest you for this, while the D.C. cops, not so much.
That could go either way. In Ann Arbor, when they decriminalized at the city level, the state police did not trouble themselves to come into town and hassle people. So bully for the Michigan State Police for that.
The chief said that since decriminalization, federal officers have made 30 marijuana possession arrests. The mayor and attorney general are meeting in the next day or so to sort out how such cases will be handled by prosecutors. U.S. Park police officers have jurisdiction throughout the district and are not strictly limited to federal land. Lanier said an agreement between agencies means park police will follow federal law on federal property and district law elsewhere.
Mm.
So the same officer may treat you differently based on where you are.
You never know what they've got up their sleeves either. The you really don't.
That's true of a lot of things. Guns near schools, weed near schools.
The same goes for D.C. police, she said. When residents are found to have marijuana in federally subsidized public housing, D.C. police officers will not arrest, but federal officers and housing authority police might. On the dichotomy between potential local and federal prosecution, Lanier said, knowing your geography is important. She said, it should not be confusing for police, but it will be for residents. The confusion is not on the enforcement side, the chief said. D.C. police are beginning training for how to respond to the law, Lanier said, including training on what 2 ounces of pot looks and feels like. Officers, she said, would not carry scales. Officers are...
they can use mine.
Officers are also being given wallet-sized business cards to hand out summarizing what is and isn't allowed, along with health advice and a number to a health hotline. The card says, quote, you shouldn't use marijuana just because the local laws have changed. And indeed.
You shouldn't drink bleach just because it's not illegal.
Indeed. Look, the fact that these laws have changed doesn't mean that more people are going to start smoking pot. I think it's important to point that out.
There's a marginal group that will, but yeah. I don't think it's going to be a huge group.
Well, I think that initially you might see, like, a party, right? If marijuana became legal in New Hampshire, I do doth pledge that I will blaze up with you guys, right? Like, and you know,
and we've already done that.
It's been a long time, Ian.
With thee.
It's been a very long time.
Okay.
You and I have worked together for 12 years, Ian. Mm-hmm. But, I think that a few people will have a party, and then they'll go back to life as it, whatever it is.
Sure.
Then we should drop them off at the city limits and make them walk back.
At that point, it'll be legal.
So, I think it's great news. I mean, D.C., the biggest government place in the United States, arguably one of the biggest governments in the world, that they may actually have legal cannabis come Thursday at 12:01 in the morning.
Wow. I hope all the Congress critters will smoke a bowl because those bastards need it.
There's more on the way here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up, some not-so-great news about what happened at one secessionist meeting in Texas. It was awful.
Mm.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Gabino lives in Palcapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.